On Friday, June 24th, the Supreme Court of the United States overturned Roe v. Wade, which gave the woman the right to an abortion across the nation, and now it goes back to the states for them to decide whether or not they will allow abortion in their particular state. The state I live in, Missouri, has a trigger law, as many of them do, that once Roe v. Wade was to be overturned, that the law would trigger banning abortion in Missouri, except in cases of emergencies, what it says. Now, first of all, I want to say that I never thought I would live to see this day, that our prayers were answered. And I think this is proof that the consecration of Russia by Pope Francis fulfilled heaven's request. Our Lady said if Russia was consecrated to her Immaculate Heart, Russia would be converted and there would be peace. Now, that is a loaded statement. And there is no peace when millions of unborn babies are slaughtered in their mother's womb. And so I think we're going to see a lot more of this. We're going to see a lot more victories. Justice Clarence Thomas, in the opinion he wrote on the decision, said this could affect other areas such as birth control, same-sex marriage, even anti-sodomy laws. You see, what people don't realize is that prior to the late 1950s and the 1960s, individual states had laws banning certain immoral behavior. In most states, abortion, birth control, pornography, and sodomy were illegal. Then over the next several decades, the very liberal and Freemasonic Supreme Court interpreted the 14th Amendment to say that a person has a right to privacy in sexual matters, and used it to forbid states from making these activities illegal. And then, of course, they made it illegal to make same-sex marriage illegal. And so what the Supreme Court did Friday was say, no, the 14th Amendment does not apply here, and the states can make laws accordingly. And so, yes, this could affect those other areas, those other issues, such as birth control, sodomy, pornography. Now, a lot of people, even on the pro-life side, might be horrified at making these other things, such as birth control, illegal again. And so I want to look at the bigger picture here. The problem in our society is that we now have this attitude that we have the right to have sex purely for pleasure purposes. And that started with birth control. Every church was against birth control until the 1920s, when the Anglican Church allowed it for married couples. And then, not long after that, every church was fully embracing birth control, to the point that when the Catholic Church began to look into the issue in the 1960s, it was a given that the church would allow it, until Pope Paul VI said no, because the church can't. It's immoral. The Holy Spirit will not allow his church, the Catholic Church, to teach that kind of error, which is why all the other churches allow it and the Catholic Church doesn't. Only the Catholic Church is protected against error. The other churches aren't. When you divorce sex from its natural purpose, which is procreation, then all this other stuff naturally follows. Divorce, same-sex acts, gender confusion, even bestiality. If it's all about pleasure, then there's nothing wrong with same-sex acts, pornography, and yes, even killing the unborn child, stating it's a woman's right to decide whether or not it remains in her body. Now, you might take a very libertarian view and say, well, I can't tell anyone how to live their life. Well, let me ask you, has illegitimate children and single motherhood increased or decreased since the 1960s and 70s when they struck down these laws, when they claimed that it would decrease illegitimacy and single motherhood? Clearly, it's increased, exponentially increased. And this affects society as a whole. It causes drug use, which increases violent crime. And quite frankly, as our society becomes more accepting of these things, it becomes harder and harder to raise our children with morals. And it all stems from the false premise that sex is for pleasure and not for procreation. But once you let that genie out of the box, it's very difficult to put it back in. This is a major step in the right direction, but it is not over. We are not going to fix our society until we realize the real problem, and that is that people do not recognize sex for what it is, for procreation. But we are starting to head in the right direction, and I believe it is because of the consecration. And I believe we will see more victories in the years to come, and that will cause those on the other side to lash out at us. So get ready. They're going to fight us tooth and nail because they don't understand that sex is for procreation. And when you stop recognizing that and make it about pleasure, society is going to collapse. Until my next video, God bless.